Over the past few months, Hillsborough County has picked up the speed on the move toward major transportation reform. Such changes include talks of transit improvements, like better bus systems and a light rail, and non-transit upgrades, like pedestrian-friendly streets and road repairs. In this morning's meeting, board members discussed the status of the alternative analysis process, a planning study, which began last June. It is one of the first steps in the development of the county's comprehensive transit plans. David Armijo is the CEO of HART. He's anticipating the alternative analysis to be completed soon.
Today's meeting was to give an update of a process that began last June that we hope to wrap up this coming June on an alternative analysis process to determine the feasibility of either building a rail project or enhanced bus or not to do anything. So we're very far along in that process, and so much of the discussion today was, can we make the timeline and get this all done by June?
The alternative analysis considers possible light rail and bus station locations, transit-oriented development around the stations, and making the stations accessible to the public. It also identifies corridors or routes throughout Hillsborough that will receive the transportation changes. Right now, there are 11 potential corridors. The Northwest Corridor, for example, would better connect USF to downtown Tampa. Mary Chevalier is HART's Chief of Planning and Program Development. She said the extent of the transportation changes in each corridor depends on its individual needs.
Each corridor that we carry forward, we have to study in more detail. We have some preliminary ideas of what would work. We'd have to do a corridor study. We look at some of the issues there, the needs, some of the challenges, and then evaluate different transit alternatives to see which would work, you know, best. Some of that involves some signal modification sometimes or lanage changes. So it's a combination of transit improvements as well as some roadway improvements.
In early December, the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners voted to place a 1 cent sales tax referendum on the 2010 ballot. If passed, the revenue from the tax will fund the proposed transit and non-transit improvements. When Chevalier was questioned by a board member about how the project would be affected if voters did not pass the tax, Armijo jumped in and said he was not worried.
It's never subject to the referendum. The referendum is critical to the long-term 30-year window of what we may choose to do relative to either light rail, expanded enhanced bus, non-transit projects, and so on. However, what this project or any others may offer is some identification as to what is the possibility and what are maybe the probability of projects of this nature that could go forward. This project has to have somewhat of a life of its own. And knowing that this is a multiple-year project in which the next level could take us up to 3 years or longer, this is just going to be somewhat of a moving target.
In 2002, HART adopted the Tampa Rail Project. It promised very similar transportation changes to today's plan. HART had sought federal funding for the 2002 project through the Federal Transportation Authority, or FTA's, New Starts grant program. New Starts requires regions to complete an alternative analysis and have a local funding commitment prior to receiving federal aid. However, the project stopped short when local funding could not be found. County Commissioner Mark Sharp has been a staunch reporter of the penny referendum. He is less optimistic than Armijo about the local transit project if voters reject the sales tax in November.
If the referendum doesn't pass, then what you've had is that voters have made a statement that they prefer the sprawl that we have, that they are willing to accept the congestion, and they recognize that even as gas prices start to creep back up, that they're willing to pay that cost. But if they vote down the referendum, then we're going to have to ask ourselves, how indeed do you pay for transit alternatives? Right now, the only way we've done it is through property taxes, and I don't like that.
Lack of local funding can cost Tampa local transit projects, Sharp said, as well as statewide projects, like the high-speed rail. Florida has applied for part of the $8 billion of the stimulus money allotted for a bullet train to connect Tampa to Orlando. Yet earlier this year, Secretary of the Department of Transportation Ray LaHood recommended Florida first fund light rail systems before competing for federal funds. Sharp agrees.
The reason we have to have this new revenue source is we've got to be able to show the federal government we've got money dedicated for transportation and transit. Then we can get some of our federal tax money back. Every person who is listening to you now and pays federal taxes is paying for money that goes towards transit projects. We don't have one here, so we don't get any of that money back. I'd like to see that come back to Hillsborough County and Tampa.
Armijo said the next step after the alternative analysis is preliminary engineering, which takes a few years. Local funding is very important, he said, but the project won't stop if it is not received.
Going into preliminary engineering, where I would see us between now and July, if for any reason there was a failure in November to go forward, then where Mary is aptly putting this is then you'd have to look at other funding sources locally, whether that would be more property tax or whatnot. There's a number of ways that you could keep the project going. It's not unusual for projects to take two or three elections before you can go forward.
In light of the flexibility of the developing transit plan, concern was raised by the board members about what definite information they could present to people to encourage them to vote for the tax. Armijo referred to the first two corridors, the northeast and west, that are currently being planned.
Going into preliminary engineering, where I would see us between now and July, if for any reason there was a failure in November to go forward, then where Mary is aptly putting this is then you'd have to look at other funding sources locally, whether that would be more property tax or whatnot. There's a number of ways that you could keep the project going. It's not unusual for projects to take two or three elections before you can go forward.
The HART Board of Directors will begin the budget project within the next month, and by June will determine whether it is feasible to move into the next phase of the project, preliminary engineering. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Concetta DeLuco.